following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Silicauga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Silicauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Silicauga Pediatrics.
Welcome courtside to the Aggie Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Jeremy Law, David McCurley, Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, live at the Allen Brew Market scoring table, Silicauga and Ben Russell. An hour and 5 minutes behind schedule, but you're going to get a classic rivalry matchup here tonight. The Aggies versus the Wildcats, who have made the 25-minute ride up Highway 280 West to visit the Marble City. The Aggies shining bright, 8-0 on the year. David McCurley, heck of a ball club that you'll see tonight and tomorrow night. The Aggies trying to keep the winning ways going.
Yeah, they've got the streak going ever since they lost the state championship game last year. Reeled off, what, 7 in a row now and to start the season. But this is a different contest tonight. Let's be honest. The competition's going to turn up a wick tonight. So Benjamin Russell always got a great basketball team. But I know Coach Joel Jones. I know how he coaches. And I believe the Aggies are going to be ready for this contest.
Silicauga and Benjamin Russell here at Douglas Martin Court. We just had a absolute barn burner between the Lady Wildcats and the Lady Aggies. Silicauga falling just a little short to the Benjamin Russell Wildcats and the Aggies. This is the second game of a three-game week. Came out and played well in the first area matchup of the year on Tuesday night, knocking off the Shelby County Wildcats, which is a much-improved Shelby County basketball team. A 13-point win here at home, but make no mistake about it, you're going to face a much more athletic ball club here tonight in Benjamin Russell. They're probably a little down from where they were last year. The Wildcats were one of the Aggies' three regular season losses last year. Benjamin Russell lost to the Aggies at Nichols-Lawson and then beat the Aggies when the Aggies visited them 1 week later. David, what does this rivalry mean? You told it to me earlier. You just don't like Benjamin Russell. Not that you don't like him, but you don't like him being an Aggie grad. Silicauga and Ben Russell just has that feel to it.
Well, and they used to play in every sport, and we always play in baseball and basketball, but we used to play in football as well, and I just tell you, it's a heated rivalry, but a very respected rivalry. And I'm just telling you, ever since these two teams started playing each other, they've been very good programs. It's a very good Benjamin Russell basketball program.
Coach Freeman, state champion at Coosa, and kind of has the Benjamin Russell program trending in the right direction. What do we know about Coach Freeman, Coach Steen?
Well, I'll tell you, they're going to play very good defense. They're going to get up and down the floor. They love to shoot the three ball. I will tell you, they started off this season 0-4, Jeremy. They lost their first four contests and have come back and won their last two. So they're starting to get around. And hey, they'll be without the services tonight of one Zedarian Morgan, too.
Zedarian Morgan, the Alabama wide receiver signee, probably will not play any basketball from here on out as he's in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game. So that's a... I guess, a mark that looks favorable for the Aggies in this one. Hey, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show for tonight. We'll have tip-off and your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restriction apply. Member NCUA.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaya jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Silicauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Silicauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Remember, all live streams on the Aggie Sports Network brought to you by our friends at Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Moments away from tonight's Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off at midcourt. Both teams, David, finishing up these pregame warm-ups, awaiting the starting lineups from public address announcer Brandy Brown. We told people to get here early tonight, David, or you might not get in. Well, it's been one in, one out at the back door for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I got here a little while ago from the Chillsburg Christmas Parade, and it was one in, one out then. And I'm telling you, this place is packed. Student section is going to be rowdy. It's going to be rocking. Two very good basketball programs. I'm ready to get it on.
All right, let's turn it over to public address announcer Brandy Brown as she gets ready to bring you tonight's Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineup. Silicauga and Benjamin Russell here at the legendary Douglas Martin Court. Now we'll turn it over to Brandy Brown.
Here is your lineup for the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. Number one, Elijah Johnson. Demetrius Cleetian and Javion McKinney.
Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups tonight. For the bad guys, the Wildcats, Johnson, Baker, Graham, Corbin, and Lumpkin. And for the Aggies, Eric O'Neill, Josh Spears, C.J. Franklin, Tristan Whetstone, and Corbin Patterson. The Aggies in the white Marble City unis tonight. White unis trimmed in black, numbers in black. Aggie Devil down the side of the pants. Ben Russell in maroon, trimmed in gray and white. Numbers in white, trimmed in gray. CJ stepping into the circle. He'll jump it off against Jalen Baker for your Central Alabama Community College tip-off here tonight. And we are underway with the Aggies winning the opening tip. CJ Franklin tipped it to Spear. He'll control it on the right side of the floor. Aggies moving left to right and wide to start. Corbin driving, hopping in the air, fires it into the backcourt. Ben Russell saves it on the sideline. They'll lay it up and in for a quick two. Benjamin Russell taking an early lead.
They got away with a foul in the front court. It should have been a foul against them on Corbin Patterson.
CJ circling around the top. Whetstone wants an early three. Back iron. Rebound tapped in the air. Taken by Baker. Ben Russell has the basketball, leading 2-0 here on the Cusapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network as we've just started the first quarter. And a three ball up for the Wildcats. They quickly jump up 5-0.
Aiden Graham with a nice look. Nobody came out to get him.
Patterson working the right wing. Dribbles left to right. Gives it off to Franklin. Kicking it in the corner. Whetstone hit a few of these the other night, and he's 0 for 2 from deep as the rebound's tapped up on the rim, and it falls off, controlled by Benjamin Russell. Aiden Graham will bring it across under no pressure. He'll be met by Patterson as he puts his right foot over the midcourt circle. Here we go. Graham stopping just inside of the arc at the left wing. Feeding it down low. Baker turning, firing off the backboard. No good. Rebound Patterson, and the Aggies will push. Here's Eric O'Neill at the right wing. Kicking it to Patterson. Goes down the heart of the lane. Back in the corner. Whetstone thought about a three. Pulled it down. Back to the bucket. Fires it off to Franklin. Working the left baseline. Spinning. Kicking. Shooting. Tristan. Air ball, and he's 0 for 3 from deep as that one was saved on the sideline, and Ben Russell running the other direction with it. Three possessions, three threes from Whetstone, and we've got none of them to go as a right wing three up for the Wildcats as they blow a kiss to the student section. Elijah Johnson has BR up 8-0 here early.
2 for 2 from downtown for BR. We're going to have to extend our defense out a little closer. And we've yet to get any pressure as we throw it away again.
Turnover close to a backcourt. Maybe should have been. They'll fire another one. Left key, 3, 11-0. Coach Jones has no choice but to call a timeout as the Wildcats have come out on fire. 11 points in 2.5 minutes. And the Aggies are scoreless here in the first quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here, David. But, oh, my goodness. Three threes to start the ball game.
Yeah, we can't seem to find a bucket. And I don't know that Tristan Whetstone is our answer from three. We've got to get a little more involved from C.J. Franklin on the drive here. But you got to be honest, one of the things that Benjamin Russell has not seen is any pressure yet. Jeremy, we got to put it in the bucket to get in that pressure.
Well, a couple turnovers early, missed shots. Listen, an air ball might as well be a turnover. The other team can rip and run, and you've seen Benjamin Russell get up and down the floor. Now it's Franklin signaling to the other men for the Aggies, putting a four in the air. We turn it over again. Turnover from Whetstone. Kenson Threet will check in at the next dead ball. You have to cut the three ball off as Corbin had it right side. Back over to Johnson. Another three. This time, no good. Good to see one not drop as that one's out of bounds on the baseline on the rebound. And the Aggies get a friendly roll. Last touch by BR as Kenson Threet does check in for Whetstone.
Yeah, we got fortunate there. They actually had inside rebounding position on us, but they couldn't control the basketball. Now whistles, they're going to stop and I think get some...
Get some popcorn on the floor.
Somebody lost their supper. And we'll do it again. But, Jeremy, I think we just need to settle down a little bit. You know, they're not going to shoot lights out from three-point land all night. We just got to get on the board, knock a little down as we go. But the first thing we got to do is take care of the basketball. We've had three turnovers now in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
Nearing the 5-minute mark here in the first quarter. The Aggies have it with Franklin. CJ getting a screen from Spear. Franklin attacking the left side. Cut off. Has to pull it back out. The Aggies will reset the offense with KT on the right wing. Crossover dribble. KT gives it off to O'Neill, who gets his arms hit. And that's a first foul of the ball game called on the Wildcats. A little reach. If that one's not called, then Ben Russell might be running the other direction again.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they were running on the first possession of the game. I thought they got away with that against Corbin Patterson.
CJ hopping down the lane, fouled, and one. Franklin took a big bump, and he'll go to the line for one more.
I got to tell you something. There's nobody else in this gym that can make that shot. He is incredible how he hangs in the air, gets his shot off, and gets it to go, and he's got a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
CJ converts on the free throw, which has been a problem from the free throw line this year. Yankees finally got to see a ball drop through the net. Working it across is Graham. Guarded by Patterson, drifting to the right side of the floor slowly. Graham feeding inside. Blocked by O'Neal at the rim. Loose ball. Eric on the run the other way. Fouled. And another. Back to the stripe we go. The block, the bucket, and we're at the line for one more.
Well, it all started with great defense, help side defense, on a Ben Russell give and go. They had a free layup, and, I mean, he came out of nowhere to get that daggum block. Now goes the distance, lays it in, and now has a chance to pull this BR lead back to five.
What a play from O'Neal. Let's hit the free throw, and we do. 11-6, so the Aggies on a 6-0 run. Johnson, right side, driving the lefty across the lane, and he answers back. He's got 8.
Yeah, you're not going to see that much. He went right across the face of C.J. Franklin.
KT cutting the lane. Franklin attacking the lane. He got hit, and there's your foul. He got a hit and a reach. He could have called either. And that one is on the big man, Jalen Baker.
Yeah, I was going to say that last possession, I want to correct myself, as Johnson went across the face of three, not CJ. But Benjamin Russell already with 4 fouls here, Jeremy, and we've yet to commit one.
Aggies fired into Franklin from Spear from the baseline. CJ, finger roll, got it. 13-8. CJ has 5. Eric has 3. Still chasing Ben Russell, though, as we almost force a turnover. Across midcourt is Elijah Johnson. Down the lane, again, the lefty puts one up on the rim. This time the roll not as friendly. Yep, and the offensive rebound put back good, and then the over the back on the block on O'Neal will send him to the stripe for another.
Well, the first shot by Johnson, Jeremy, those are the kind of shots we want BR to take. Off balance, in the move. You know, they're not going to make many of those. That's a tough shot. But you got to get that rebound. And we got to do a little bit better job on the defensive glass here. They've hurt us with 3 offensive rebounds already.
And if I'm not mistaken, they have sent a warning into the stands for the air horns here in the gym.
Yep.
As they missed the free throw.
And they should do that. Those are not... You know, those you can't have any kind of artificial noisemaker.
Franklin had a tough feed, blocked away, probably should have taken the shot with a defender in the air. Instead, it's a turnover. Ben Russell leading it 15-8. Here's a steal by Spear. Josh had it blocked from behind. And the Aggies will put it in from the baseline, almost directly underneath the bucket. It'll be baseline left, bucket to the right of C.J. Franklin. The Aggies have KT, Eric, Corbin, Josh, and C.J. Franklin, your right tyrant service, 5 on the floor. C.J. gets it in the air to Corbin. Lost his dribble, going to the floor, 2-on-1. Johnson at the rim, missed the shot, rebound by KT, and a great defense by Eric O'Neal. CJ on the right side of the floor, stepping inside of the arc. He'll spin, he'll shoot with the left, and he got fouled, and back to the line we go. As the 5th foul on the Wildcats, we'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way here in the first quarter with CJ Franklin shooting 2.
And that's at least the 2nd foul that I know of on Baker, their what I call their big man. But that all started with defense. I mean, they had a 2-on-1. And I'm telling you, Eric O'Neal played that about as good as you could down here on the defensive end. And it got the Aggies the numbers on the other end. C.J. Ken's the first free throw.
Sarai McMillan checking in as one of the Aggie 5. C.J. in white at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Missed the 2nd. The score is 15-9. A packed house here at Douglas Martin Court. The Aggies will return this trip to Ben Russell, I believe, right after Christmas to play at the new gym, I'm told, in Alexander City.
Can't wait to see that place.
It'll be one of the first games there. Johnson, another three, this time way off on the side of the rim. Rebounded by Spear. CJ again attacking. Got the defense in there, and they can't stop him. CJ back in the scoring column, 15-11. Johnson gave way. CJ is too easy for him. Jesse Worthy was retreating, and then he stepped on the sideline out of bounds.
Right in front of the student section. They're giving him havoc over there. And, that last possession, if I'm Elijah Johnson, I might get out of CJ's way too. That's basically all he did.
Franklin. Cutting down the left side of the lane. Nobody off to Spear now from O'Neill. Now Corbin. Trying to get around the defender, right wing. Tosses it back to Josh. He'll go down the right side. Hopping in the air, McMillan. Back to Josh. And there's the Aggie. Big man, nice feed. McMillan. Josh Spear right down the lane. Defense crashed, and Sarion McMillan makes it a 15-13 ball game. And then a travel called on Charlie Lumpkin. And the Aggies can tie or take the lead after being down 11-0 with 5.5 minutes to go in this quarter.
Absolutely. You can't do it any better than Josh Spear did it. Down the lane, draw, dish, get the assist.
Eric faked the three. Step back three. Elo too strong. Johnson brings it across. Takes a screen. Off to Worthy. Back to Johnson. Left key about 25 feet from the bucket. Johnson harassed by Franklin. Johnson dribbling with the left hand on a 5-second count. Free throw line jumper falls off the side of the rim, and Eric goes way up to control the board. And Corbin already on the other side of the floor. McMillan for three. I think it was partially blocked, and it lands right into the hands of Ben Russell's Charlie Lumpkin.
Yeah, that one was partially blocked there. I can definitely tell one thing, though. Elijah Johnson is their best offensive player. He got some great moves, but he just couldn't hit the shot. CJ right with him.
Three ball open for the Wildcats. No. Rebound. And the board controlled by Eric O'Neill and the Aggies with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Down by two. CJ, left hand. How did he get it to go? 15-15. Aggies have tied it up.
They have no answer for CJ Franklin.
In the corner, the Aggies didn't get back. It was an open three. And now a rebound, and then Eric is fouled. And that would have been a two-on-one on the other side. And Charlie Lumpkin wisely gets in front of Eric O'Neill and stops a fast break. And Eric at the free throw line to shoot two with 22.9 to go in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter.
11-0 BR start, and Sylacauga has come roaring back, with their leader, C.J. Franklin. And, of course, tied up at 15 now, looking to take their first lead of the contest.
Here's Eric's first at the stripe. It's good. It's 16-15 Aggies.
We haven't mentioned, Jeremy, this is a senior-laden Aggie team. And I got to tell you, they shoot free throws pretty well. I don't want to put the jinx on them, but they've been around a while. They know what these mean in the first quarter as well as in the fourth quarter.
Get back.
That free throw rims out, and Josh Spear touched it last. Got out. 16-15. Right side of the floor. Buchanan, and what'd they get? He stepped out of bounds on the far side. Our view partially blocked by an official, but Buchanan was harassed on the sideline and lost it out of bounds.
I would think Silicon could probably play for the final shot of this quarter.
With 11 seconds to go, CJ is going to try to cross to Patterson. Hops in the air, McMillan back to Corbin with four, with three. Corbin with a hand in his face. Would have been a tough shot to heave on the other side. No good, and we will go to the second quarter with a 16-15 lead. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Second quarter, Aggies with a one-point lead, 16-15. Right side of the floor, Ben Russell. Excuse me, left side of the floor, Ben Russell. Tough shot, no good by the Wildcats to start the quarter. Rebounded by Spear. David, a fast 8 minutes after Ben Russell started off 11-0. The Aggies roar back on a 16-4 run.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it all starts with the defense. Benjamin Russell scored 4 points in the last 8 minutes. So, I mean, you know, you got to start it with your defense, and that's what Silicaga sparked their run with.
O'Neal for three, and he rattles it home. A Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. What a shot from Eric. He has the green light as they're trapped in the backcourt, and they'll get a timeout. Eric has the green light, David, to shoot from anywhere on the floor. Matter of fact, in the first couple games of the year, he wouldn't pull the trigger on a few threes, and Coach Jones got him out of the game and said, you're either going to shoot it or you're going to come out of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what you get with Eric O'Neal's Yankees lead at 19-15, a 30-second timeout called by the Wildcats. Their second timeout here in the first half.
Well, it helps when you've got C.J. Franklin on the other side of the floor or at the top of the key. You got to respect that shot as well, or the drive. So you, if you're Coach Freeman, Jeremy, you kind of danged if you do, danged if you don't. Do you sit back in a zone, or do you let them shoot them threes? And so Silicaga's going to make you pay.
Wildcats now facing this Aggie full-court pressure. Buchanan, who just turned it over, almost stepping on the sideline in front of us. They'll swing it far corner, driving the baseline, blocked by Corbin. And the referee that is at the mid-court stripe blows the whistle when there's two underneath the bucket.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves with officiating. Not necessarily that it's a bad call, but the two guys that are closest to it never blew their whistle.
First free throw, no good.
And as KJ McCurley says, ball don't lie.
Rodney Greer is at the stripe. Number 20, Demetrius Johnson, checking in for Jesse Worthy. As here's the second from Greer. It's up and good. 19-16. Aggies lead it by three. Eric O'Neal, left wing, skips it back to CJ. Back to Eric again, same spot. This time it wouldn't drop. The rebound fought for, controlled by Spear. Throwing it back out to the top. Now it's Franklin. Eric feeds in the corner. Spear, he's got a three. Got it! Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer, 22-16 Aggies.
Yeah, you better come out and get them, I'm telling you. All of them can shoot them.
That's 12 from deep. On the other side, Greer. We didn't get back as Greer answers back quickly. 22-18. Inside McMillan into the corner to Eric. Saves it on the baseline and dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Yeah, he kind of got put in a bad situation right there with the pass. And he still should have handled it, but tough situation there. Now, what Coach Jones is going to be more upset about than anything was the last time not getting back on our defense with our pressure. And I told you, once we start scoring and we get in this full-court pressure, it's going to affect the Wildcats, and it has.
22-18, your score. Thanks for listening on Mix 106.5. We are live on the Sylacauga High School Athletics YouTube channel and the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook with live video tonight. They'll turn it over. The Aggies with a 2-on-1, a run to the rim. Franklin missed the dunk. On the other side, Johnson hesitates, step back, 3, air ball. Not close on the shot, and the Aggies will have numbers again on the other side. This time, Eric going up. He ain't missing this one. The flush from Elo, and it's 24-18.
What that does is get that rowdy section over there behind them.
This is a loud house tonight. Expect the same tomorrow night as Childersburg visits the Marble City. 5:10 to go, second quarter, 24-18 Aggies. They're on a 24-7 run. Contested 3, no. Out of bounds, last touch by Franklin.
Have you noticed that the shots that Benjamin Russell is getting now are much harder shots? After that first 11-0 run and a timeout by Sylacauga, Coach Joel Jones got in the face of his team and said, we're going to play better defense.
Rodney Greer standing on the Sylacauga S at midcourt. Chest pass. Now back to Greer for 3. No good. Rebounded by Tristan Whetstone. Great box out. Got position, and the Aggies with a chance to extend the lead now with Corbin Patterson working ahead. Signals with his right hand. Try to get it inside to Whetstone as they're sitting back in the zone. CJ for 3. It's short. Whetstone. They didn't box him out. He gets an offensive rebound. CJ down the lane. Cutting. Kicking. Corbin. 3. Side of the rim. No. Rebound. Spear. Underneath the goal by himself. Blocked, but a foul. They got a lot of the arm. Elijah Johnson and Josh Spear to the stripe for 2.
Yeah, they got him with the body, but I tell you, Benjamin, where Benjamin Russell's getting beat right now is on the boards, Jeremy. We're doing a great job crashing the backboards when the shot's being put up. Sylacauga with their 5th offensive rebound in the first quarter and a half.
No good on the free throw. Josh missed them both, and it's out of bounds, and it's touched last by BR. We'll have another chance right here. I do want to congratulate Felicia Franklin, the winner of tonight's Aggie Sports Network courtside seats. You can win those for every home game right there at midcourt on the floor. You can win those on our Facebook page. We announced it at 4 o'clock for every home game. As Eric scooped with his arm and got a little hook on him, and an offensive foul by O'Neill.
And to be honest with you, I think that's a pretty good call. I think he did. That is a lost call, especially in high school basketball. You don't see it a lot, but I think he was guilty of that time.
A little skip pass inside. Got away from Johnson of BR. He'll spin the lefty, spinning right. Nowhere to go. Has to kick it back off to Lumpkin. Now it's Greer. Left key. Now at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Harassed by Spear. He's got to get rid of it. He gets it off to Johnson. Johnson trying to get around Franklin. Just so tough to do, and he can. He has to dump it off to Lumpkin. Lumpkin almost had it ripped away. Greer back to Lumpkin. To Johnson. Had it tipped away. Eric to CJ on the other end. Ho! He missed another one. Franklin had that one ready.
I'm going to tell you what the most impressive thing of that was, Jeremy, was the pass. I mean, that was a bullet right on the money.
Look at his dad. CJ's dad in the stands. Oh, it was right there waiting on us. He pulled it all the way back behind his head, and it looked like his arm hit the rim before the ball got there. Lumpkin getting inside, shooting a 2 from about 8 feet, missed it. You know, CJ and I share backyards now, David. I might have to get out in the backyard this weekend and show him how to finish those.
How low you got to get to go to flush one?
Mine's about 8 feet three. CJ is I think he can work with the 10. 24-18, Aggies on top. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Cross court pass, KT. Jumper for Kinson. Off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped in the air. Volley by Whetstone. Tussa Ryan to KT. Another offensive board. Whetstone looked like he got fouled on the putback and didn't get a call.
Yeah, KT's first shot was either partially blocked or a foul.
It's the second time Sarine didn't get back, and that's the second time Greer made a shot as CJ and Corbin coming back in, and then they stole the inbounds pass and scored, and it's 24-22.
They're not going to go away.
Eric Trapp, tops in the air. Josh for three, too strong. Hey. 2 minutes to play in the second. Johnson, good move, gets to the right side, has to shoot a jumper from behind the goal, dribble too far, shot was no good, Spear down the lane, off the window and in, and the Aggies back up by four, 26-22.
If you don't stop the Aggies' penetration at the top of the key, you're in trouble.
Three for Lumpkin, short. After they made the first three threes they shot, they haven't made another one, then an offensive rebound and a put back by Graham. 26-24. Eric's pass to Whetstone. He got fouled. Spear made the three, but it was after the whistle. KT and Sarine checking out. Corbin and CJ checking back in.
So now your original starting five back out on the floor for the last 25 of this half.
Josh will be the trigger man from baseline right. The bucket is to his left. He finds Whetstone on the put in. Back underneath the Spear. Josh going up. It lays it in.
That's one of those old Bruce Pearl inbounds play there where you come back to the guy that threw it in right up under the goal. Caught BR napping there.
Lumpkin dribbling out beyond the arc. Stolen by Spear. He's had a good last four possessions. Corbin taking the pass from Josh. Corbin bumped by two hands. Spear firing a three. Josh shakes it in. 31-24. And Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer.
Another great shot by Josh Spear, giving the Aggies their biggest lead of the game at seven.
Lumpkin to Johnson, trying to answer. Blocked by Franklin. Controlled by Johnson again. It ends up getting knocked out of bounds, and they'll say CJ touched it last.
BR's lucky there. I tell you, Johnson's just trying to do a little too much right now for Coach Jeremy Freeman. But I got to be honest with you, the Aggies have turned up that defensive pressure. They've scored 13 points in almost two quarters.
The inbounds pass foul on the tip. On the called play, the foul's on Whetstone. It's Baker, who's had to sit out a little bit here in the first half with two fouls. He'll go to the stripe for two free throws.
Yeah, you would think if he makes the second free throw here, Coach Jeremy Freeman may take the liberty of taking him out of the game to keep him from getting that third foul here in the first half.
Yeah, they do have a sub waiting to get Baker out of the game if he hits this free throw with 31.9 to go in the second quarter. Baker made the first, missed the second. Trey Wright gets the board in his first minutes, and the Aggies already on the other side. CJ, how did he get it to go? Adjusted in the air, lays it up with a left hand, and the Aggies lead at 33-25. They walked. Yes, they did. Rodney Greer shuffled the feet, and the Aggies with 15.9 will probably take the final shot of the half. CJ with 12, with 10. And he threw it away. Greer running the other direction, fouled by Franklin. That's a turnover you can't have.
Well, not only a turnover, but then you allow them to come down and you foul them, put them on the charity stripe with a clock stop with only 3.8 seconds. So you're not going to get a real good look maybe at a shot before the end of the half, but you also give them a chance to cut into this 8-point lead going to the locker room. So not only was the turnover, costly, but now you give them a possibility of 2 points after Greer makes the first free throw. He gets one more.
Greer made them both, so the Aggies will have to rush to the other side. Franklin at the buzzer, no good. And we'll go to the locker room with your score, 33-27 at halftime. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland and downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, David McCurley, courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. David, oh man, back and forth a little bit in that second quarter, but outside of the first 3 minutes, feels like the Aggies have really controlled this game. But Ben Russell, because they built that lead so big, still hanging in there, 33-27, your score at halftime. C.J. Franklin's been unstoppable. Eric O'Neill has hit a couple big threes for us. What have you seen so far in the first 16 minutes?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're a team playing Silicaga this year and you don't get back when they get the basketball and you don't stop penetration before the top of the key, I'm telling you, they're going to the hoop with the basketball. And C.J. Franklin is a magician at getting that ball in the hoop. I mean, he can hang in the air. He can go under you. He can turn around and fade. You got to show him how to dunk the ball a little bit better. But listen, they're going to go to the hoop unless you stop them and force them to shoot outside shots, which they don't want to do. That's what carried them through last year. It's what's carried them through the first half of this game. Now, you did say Eric O'Neill hit a couple of big threes. Josh Spear with one. So they can hit the three. It's kind of a double-edged sword. What do you do if you're a defensive basketball team playing these guys? But the reason Silicaga is in the lead with this, Jeremy, was after that 11-point run by Benjamin Russell, they've scored 16 points in the next probably 13 minutes of the basketball game. That's incredible. It starts on Silicaga's defense.
33-27, your score at the break. See if you can get a picture of the book over there, David. We'll calculate some points for some Aggie players. David McCurley, the only man to be able to take a phone call during halftime, so he didn't get his halftime job done. But listen, it's been the C.J. Franklin show in a little bit. Some quality minutes, obviously, from Eric O'Neill. Josh Spear came on a little bit there at the end of the third quarter. As far as scoring goes, he's had a great night rebounding. I'd say you still have to contain Johnson. Jalen Baker, they're a different team, it feels like, when he's in the game, David. He was in foul trouble. Would not be surprised to see the Aggies go right at him early to get him back on the bench.
Absolutely. Now, you're talking about the scoring. How about 10 points in the first quarter for C.J. Franklin, 10 points for Josh Spear in the second quarter. So C.J. has 12 overall. The only other person, Eric O'Neill, has 9 points, so already almost three people in double figures for the Aggies, and then the only other person to score for the Aggies was McMillan. So I think, I think we got to get Weston a little involved here. You know, get him some points, along with Corbin. Corbin Patterson is not your scorer, though. You know that, Jeremy. He's going to lock down on that defense. Now, for Benjamin Russell, look at this. Elijah Johnson, he scored 10 points in the first quarter, as did C.J., and honed in to only two in the second stanza. It's been him and Greer that have carried the weight for the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. So I think if you keep forcing Elijah Johnson to shoot hard, contested shots, the Aggies are going to be in good shape to win this basketball game.
That'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Again, 33-27, your score at the break. We'll be right back with the third quarter here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Fall in
into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown stout for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Back courtside to start the second half, the Aggie Sports Network, fueled by our friends at Allen Brew Market. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen, David, the Radio Alabama Cars. Two wrapped ones now.
Yeah.
The two wrapped Radio Alabama Cars are always fueled by Allen Brew Markets and Allen Oil Company. 33-27, the Aggies trying to close out the final two quarters strong. 16 minutes to play. The Aggies will start with the basketball, now going right to left. It'll be Eric, CJ, Tristan, Josh, and Corbin. Your right tire and service, five on the floor to start it. CJ working on a defender. Now it's Whetstone, taken by Johnson. Collision underneath the bucket between Baker and Spears. Whetstone quickly, as you mentioned, goes through the paint, gets fouled, and he'll have two free throws coming his way.
If you'll go back to the first couple of possessions of the ball game, Jeremy, we missed 2 3-pointers with Tristan Whetstone. So what do you do with him? You give him the basketball and tell him to go to the hoop with it, and he's got a much better chance of seeing something go in here from the free throw line.
All five on the floor, David, do have the green light to shoot the three. Tristan shot the three well in the win over Shelby County on Tuesday as he makes the first free throw here at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Hit a couple threes in that game that helped put Shelby County away. As Whetstone misses the second. Rebounded by Spear. Ripped it away from him, but missed a shot. But the athleticism and the tip back is good. 36-27. The Aggies turned that into a three-point trip. Lumpkin trapped, and he traveled.
That's that pressure. And Coach Jeremy Freeman doesn't like that call, but it was right here in front of us. I think he did. But again, if you score, Sylacauga scores, they're going to get into that pressure.
CJ chest pass Corbin, left wing. Dribbling inside of the arc, spinning and firing it off the Whetstone. Pass could have been taken away, but CJ now will attack, stopping at the right elbow. Eric down the lane. What a step from Eric O'Neill. Layup, good.
Just athleticism at its best, the drive.
Picked off by Spear. We get the steal, and here's Franklin into the front court now, cross court. O'Neill firing a three. He's open, too strong. Rebound couldn't be controlled by Whetstone. Now BR with it, down by 11, 38-27. We've played a minute here in the third quarter. Baker trying to spin on Josh. He threw it away. CJ, one-on-one at the rim. Layup, no good. Took a bump and then a foul.
Yeah,
is that on the shot?
No, that's okay. Going to be on Tristan Whetstone coming
rebound.
Over the back on the rebound. But you're right, it could have been on the shot. I think CJ thought he was hacked on the arm by Charlie Lumpkin. But the Aggies now with their biggest lead of the game up to 11. This is a critical time in the game for BR.
Johnson taking a screen at the midcourt circle, floating it with the left hand. He's scoreless since early second quarter. CJ going to rush it ahead. Attacking. Skip pass underneath the bucket. O'Neal couldn't handle it, and it looks like he stepped on the sideline. He did as he was running the baseline.
I think he had a little help stepping on the baseline, but no call there. But I'm going to tell you something. Ever since Elijah Johnson turned around and shushed our student section, he has been miserable shooting the basketball. You got to give a lot of that credit to C.J. Franklin and our defense. Right now we've got Corbin on it.
At the top with the basketball. Left wing, now it goes. Left elbow jumper, missed it. They missed the putback dunk. That was Aiden Graham, and now they'll get the rebound. Boy, that would have brought the house down. Ben Russell fans haven't been in it for a while as Graham gets another rebound. Now he'll stop, turn, fire a three. It's short, and it's cleared by Corbin. CJ picks up his dribble. Corbin far side of the floor. And you got something on the floor in the paint, so they'll stop play. And the Aggies will inbound.
I think that was something that was lost by Josh Spear. Not sure.
He stuck it in his sock to go the rest of the way. So here we go. CJ, nice move. At the rim, the lefty lay-in wouldn't go. Johnson trying to get around Spear, hopping in the air, got his pass off. Dangerous pass. Left side three, dies on the back iron. Saved by Spear on the baseline, and now Corbin going to walk it ahead. Patterson, crossover dribble. Had his shot deflected. Driving the other way, Johnson. Lumpkin was open in the corner. This got to be a charge. We're going the other way, and we are. Josh Spear, right place, right time. Draws the charge from Johnson.
I know, Coach. Well, Josh Spear was really getting run on by Coach Joel Jones on the last possession for not coming down with that rebound like he should have. But you got to praise him a little bit there. He stood up and took a charge from their best basketball player in Johnson.
CJ barks out the signals, working in between the circles. Now Corbin taking a screen from Spear down the lane, kicking it off. Eric, open, three, too strong. And off the side of the rim, offensive rebound, put back Spear, gets the roll off the bottom of the rim. And it's 40-27, Aggies by 13.
Lumpkin cannot keep Spear off of the glass. That's a mismatch.
Lumpkin is going to try to answer with a three, another one that dies. That one in the gap in between the rim and the backboard. Patterson got to get rid of it. He does. He finds Eric. Eric going down the heart of the lane. Eric off 1 foot. Got the roll.
Little teardrop, and that's just athleticism. He should have been at the line for an N1.
This is a good Aggie basketball team. Playing great tonight. 42-27. We lead it by 15. Under four to play in the third. Lumpkin trying to work on O'Neal as he'll be patient with it. Lumpkin dribbling left, giving it off for a jumper. That was Aiden Graham, no good. And the Aggies try to save it on the baseline as KT will go in. And he will bring out Corbin Patterson.
You realize that we've outscored them 42-16?
Step up into them guys.
That's true.
That is incredible.
Down the lane, tipped out from behind. Josh skipping. Now Eric going the other way. Who touched this last? It's CJ's bounce pass to Eric was touched by Ben Russell last, and the Aggies will put it in under the bucket.
Yeah, we had a 3-on-1, and that's a good play by, I believe it was Baker of Ben Russell, you know, just getting a hand on that ball. Or better yet, I believe it was Graham that got a hand on the ball. 3:21 to go third.
Tristan's pass back to Spear. Stolen and running the other way. Lumpkin will have two free throws as he's also fouled by Whetstone. Sarai McMillan will check in for the first time since midway through the second quarter.
got a feeling he's going to be replacing Whetstone, and that's third foul on Tristan. So even though Coach Jones might be upset with his play, he's probably going to have to come out of the game because of his foul difficulty. As Lumpkin has really struggled from the floor, but anytime you can get a player, a shooter, to that line and get one to go like that, it might increase his confidence.
42-28 after a Lumpkin free throw. Lumpkin for one more, hit them both. 42-29. Jesse Worthy coming in for Lumpkin.
Run back. Run back.
Eric with it on the right wing. CJ standing in the midcourt circle. Kenson three to Spear. Spear back to KT. KT trying to get inside of the zone. Josh will, and he got fouled, and he's got two free throws coming his way. That's at least the third on Baker.
Yeah.
The foul on Jalen Baker. Josh Spear for two free throws.
When you're attacking a zone, as Benjamin Russell was in on that possession, it is absolutely wonderful as a head coach if you've got athletic players, as he misses a free throw badly, does Spear. But it is wonderful, Jeremy, if you got players that can get in between two defenders, can slice, can dice, can hang in the air. And Sylacauga's got like three of those guys on the floor right now that can do just that.
Spears, second, missed them both. With 2:45 to go.
Hey, get a knee, get a stop.
Driving is Greer, working the baseline, and they're on a 4-0 run.
Yeah,
42-31.
You know, 11-point lead is not a lot with still over 10 minutes to play in the game. That's a long time.
KT hopping in the air. CJ back to the top to Eric. Eric trying to get inside of the zone. Now it's a right wing three. Franklin well short. Rebound off the side of the rim. In transition. Going the other way. Greer in the corner. Cut off by Sarine. Good defense, and they'll reset the offense. Rodney Greer. Trying to get a screen from Worthy. Goes the opposite direction, dribbling towards the corner. Close to a five-second count. Maybe should have been a five-second count. Baker spinning. Tough shot. Didn't drop. Tap back, Will.
Oh, my Lord.
An athletic tap back by Aiden Graham, and it's a 9-point ball game.
Well, they got some athleticism, too. That was a heck of a play right there. Remember, they scored 11 points in about a minute and a half in the first quarter.
42-33. Eric, open three. Got it. Marble City Pharmacy three, and the Aggies getting back up to double digits. 45-33, leading by 12. Worthy to Greer, staring down this Aggie defense. Signaling with his left hand, sends Worthy back off. No screen from Worthy. Greer attacking again. Got to the rack. Sarine's had a tough time cutting off Greer tonight.
Yeah, that's just a mismatch, and it's a great job of BR recognizing it with Coach Freeman and call that play from right in front of it.
45-35. And Coach Joel Jones going to call a timeout. We'll take one, too, with 41.7 to go, third quarter. 45-35, your score, Aggies lead.
For more than 80 years, Coosa Valley Medical Center has been a cornerstone of our community, providing high-quality health care when you need it most. And now, thanks to the new Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, you have the power to support CVMC through your state income taxes at no extra cost. Beginning in 2026, Alabama taxpayers can direct their state tax dollars to rural hospitals like CVMC and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. That means you can transform the taxes you already owe into a direct investment in local health care. Program rules and procedures are still being finalized by state officials. To learn more about the Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, please contact the CVMC Foundation at 256-401-4324. That's 256-401-4324. Thank you for supporting Coosa Valley Medical Center and keeping healthcare close to home.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
45-35, that was a foul before the timeout called by Coach Joel Jones in his second season. Here's the Sylacauga head basketball coach.
Foul was on Franklin. Greer spinning, stolen. KT lost it through his legs. Open three, Worthy, good.
That's just unfortunate for Sylacauga. They played that very well, and when they were on the floor, it left.
Let's see if we're
open.
Sorry, David. Let's see if we can execute here on the final shot. CJ to Spear with four, with three, with two, with one. Spear got it off the window, no good. And we will go to the fourth quarter with a seven-point lead. 45-38, your score. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
All into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Start of the fourth quarter. Aggies with a 7-point lead. They've been up by as many as 15. And they stepped on the baseline on the drive. It was Greer sliding. So, David, you mentioned we were up 42-27. You said we outscored them 42-16. Well, they are on a, what is that, a 11-3 run of their own to start this fourth quarter.
And I noticed on that last possession for BR, Greer is now being covered by Josh Spear.
Aggie still with four timeouts remaining. Johnson still on the bench for the Wildcats. Yeah. Eric to Corbin. He'll drive. Nice feed. Whetstone fouled, and he'll go to the line. The nice dish from Corbin Patterson to Whetstone. Took a big hit, and Tristan to the stripe.
It all started with Patterson's quickness when he got around Graham. He got into the lane, and when he did, BR had to come and give help side defense. And you always tell your players, Jeremy, when you see your teammate go to the goal, you need to crowd that lane as Whetstone misses his first free throw, because you're going to get it. You're going to get a good chance to get the basketball back. And that's exactly what happened there.
Yeah, Aggies have missed their last three from the free throw line.
Yeah, we need to see this one go in.
As we do, Whetstone goes 1-for-2 at the stripe. 7:20 to go in the ball game. 46-38, Aggies on top. Greer dribbling to the right wing, back to the top to Worthy. They'll swing it out to the left side. Worthy, right key, jab step. Worthy, underhand pass back to Greer as the Aggies not let him get inside. Here's Greer picking up his dribble, firing it off to Graham. That's where the Aggies pride themselves, David, on the defensive end of the floor. They got inside of us, but Greer missed the layup and the tap into the hands of Whetstone, and then a foul on Greer, bumping into Franklin.
You know, we've done great this quarter with Josh Spear being on Graham. I mean, on Greer, but because of the screen that last possession, he got loose. But Spear's doing a much better job on him than we've done on him so far tonight.
CJ trying to bounce it inside. Pass was deflected, and Greer lost it out of bounds. It'll be our ball.
We're lucky right there we didn't get a foul on CJ. There was a big bump there that forced that turnover. They're going to stay in that zone.
They'll come out to the top, CJ, handing it off to Corbin. Corbin got tripped in the late whistle from the wrong side of the floor, but it's the right call as Corbin went down to the floor and three quick fouls on the Wildcats here in the quarter.
Yeah, and two of them quickly on Greer, and he's going to have to come out of the game. And to be honest with you, I don't know if this is a good swap for BR or not. Elijah Johnson been really cold since first quarter. He's back in to replace Greer.
CJ takes the inbound pass. Now it's Whetstone tucking. Got his shot blocked, but then staying strong. Got his own blocked shot and able to put it up and in for two. Aggies back up by double digits.
That's determination right there. Great determination by Whetstone.
Johnson, the lefty, shovels it. Tough shot. Didn't go from Graham. Great defense on the shot. Patterson looks over to Coach Joel Jones, gets the play with a 10-point lead and leading 5:30 to go. And a timeout called by the Aggies, and we'll take one, too. 48-38, your score. Actually, David, let's stay here. Only a 30, so we'll stay courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. 48-38, the Aggies lead back up to 10. How do they close this one out with 5.5 to play?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, Greer, I think, is in foul trouble, as is Johnson. But they need him on the floor. And I don't know how much longer Coach Freeman can wait with 5:29 to go. The Aggies up by 10. This is where Coach Joel Jones is going to want to see the Aggies be patient on offense and be smart. Take good shots, hit your free throws, and hopefully get out of here with another big win and go 9-0 on the year. But they've got a tough Benjamin Russell team for the next 5.5 minutes. Corbin. Almost he did throw it away, but a nice save by CJ. They're just wanting to run a little clock now. They're going to try to draw Benjamin Russell out of this zone. Now, Benjamin Russell is going to come out a little further and try to guard him. Spears going to go down the lane. Nice dish to Whetstone.
Oh, what a move, Coach Joel Jones. Got to love it.
That's all Josh Spear right there, but an even greater basket by Tristan Whetstone.
Under the bucket. Shot no good from Johnson, who's been cold since the first half.
That was good, good defense by Corbin Patterson on Johnson that time.
CJ fouled and one. Fought through an arm swat, and CJ puts the Aggies up by 14, PAT pending 15.
You know, Jeremy, it's been a long time since C.J. Franklin saw one go through the net. It's been a while since we've called his name scoring. But when you need a basket and the game seems to be seemingly get away from the opponent, he's the man that makes the bucket.
He's the man who missed a free throw, but is tapped in by Josh Spear. Two on one on the other side. Three on one. Corner three. Good. Aiden Graham for three for Ben Russell.
Aggies up by 13 with 4:05 to go in the game.
54-41. O'Neal, right side. Dribbled it off his own foot. They're running the other way. Graham again. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two. Good foul for Patterson. Make him earn it at the stripe.
He had a two-on-one down there, yeah. Corbin's not in foul trouble, so not a bad foul if you're Joel Jones, but you still are very frustrated with the turnover. That's what causes these runouts by BR. Got to take better care of the basketball. As Aiden Graham hits his first free throw, and Eric O'Neal will get a breather, being replaced by Kinson three.
They made the first. Graham again. Graham's had a good night for Ben Russell. He hits them both. 54-43.
You know, they've got Greer, Johnson, and Graham back on the floor at all times now. So
Whetstone helped us not turn it over there. Kinson three, skipping it back to Franklin. The Jaggers are fine with slowing it down. 3.5 to go. You lead it by 11. Here in the fourth quarter, Franklin fouled. BR fans don't like it, but they got a lot of the arms and ran through the body of Franklin as well.
Happened right here in front of us.
And they got to take some chances, too, to get back in this one, David, as the Aggies in the
bonus.
What
now
used to be the double bonus, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just five free throws, you shoot two, which I think is a great rule.
Yeah, sometimes it makes the game a little longer, but 3:28 to go. Aggies up by 11. That's really not a bad foul if you're a Benjamin Russell fan.
CJ makes the first. What it did stop is team shooting free throws for an entire half. You know, you come out, you get three fouls in the first couple minutes, and you get to that seven foul mark at the 3 minute mark, and now you're shooting free throws for the final 11 minutes of a half.
Yeah.
Almost kind of tough.
Yeah.
Really killed the flow of the game. This is 55-43. Worthy had his pass deflected and out of bounds, coming towards the scoring table. Good hands from Franklin. Aggies trying to get to 9-0, 10-0 tomorrow night if they beat Childersburg and win this one. Good run to the rim on the left side from the lefty, Elijah Johnson. 55-45. CJ to Josh. Josh being doubled, got through the double team. Pass to Kinson, three. The Aggies being loose with the rock, but now Corbin Patterson controlling it. CJ to Josh. Open three. Spear high arching and knocking down the bottom of the net. 58-45. Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer.
I think that's his fourth tray of the night.
Yeah, Josh, I tell you, started off quiet, but he might be your star physical therapy star player of the game as he continues to rack up the rebound stats as well in this one.
He's relentless. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Three. Open three. KT. You ever been too open before?
Yeah.
That might have been it for Kinson three.
You think about it too long. Just shoot it. Benjamin Russell throws it away in the front court. So 2:19 to go. Aggies up by 13 with the basketball.
58-45. CJ is attacking. Looked like he got tripped. And what do they call?
I think he actually stepped on somebody's foot. And officials are going to get together. They still think that the shot was blocked, which should mean Aggie basketball. Good job of officiating here. The three officials are going to get together and see if that ball was touched before it went out of bounds. And it is.
It was blocked. CJ inbound Whetstone. Whetstone has had a great second half as the Aggies back up by 15.
Sure is. Great inbounds play by Coach Joel Jones.
Johnson for three. Rebound T. Can't stop saying his name. Him and Josh Spear here in the second half.
Yeah, we've really done a better job here in the second half, Jeremy. They got some offensive rebounds on us in the first half, but not here in the second half. It's been one and done.
Greer going the other way after a turnover. The foul was on the original shot, not the putback. You got two free throws coming Greer's way.
Tell you, I don't know about you, Jeremy. That seemed like a late call to me, but there was some contact. And Greer's going to go to the free throw line for two with the Aggies up by 15.
to 46. They made the first. Here's Greer again.
Greer is a good-looking basketball player.
Yeah, he's had a good night. 60-47 now.
I think you'll see the Aggies now try to run a little clock here.
CJ to Corbin for three. No good.
Rebounded by Spear underneath KT. Shot no. Loose ball down on the floor. Picked up by Ben Russell. Pass intercepted by Franklin. Went way up to get it. CJ underneath Spear. Layup good.
Can't throw it over the top of CJ Franklin.
And then Greer knocks down a three ball of his own on the other side.
He hadn't quit yet.
62-50 with a minute to go.
Well, Ben Russell was on the brink of getting run out of the gym, David, and they found a way to make this a four-quarter game as Franklin was fouled on the drive. Two free throws upcoming for CJ.
Got to remember, I don't know how many of these guys are football players, but they were in the fourth round of the state football playoffs.
And let's remember, they've already played six basketball games before tonight, this being their seventh. So that's seven basketball games in right at 2 weeks. That's a lot.
62-50.
You know, this Benjamin Russell team, Jeremy, in 6A, they don't have a lot of size, and that's going to hurt them when they get into their area play. But still a very quick and good shooting basketball team.
64-50. The Aggies made them both. Johnson is fouled at 44.6 to play.
Don't think that Coach Joel Jones is going to be happy with that defensive possession there. We just let him go right by us and had to foul to keep from a layup. I want to tell you something, though. Elijah Johnson is quick. He's got some good moves. And I believe that might be his first points of the second half.
I believe that's 3 and 4, if I'm not mistaken. Dave.
Yes, he's hit all four free throws. You're right.
64-52. The Aggies can melt this clock away with 39 seconds to go. KT in the front court. Kenson turned away. It's going to come out quick for Jeshua Holtzclaw at the next dead ball. Surprised we didn't get a chance to sub with that dead ball. The three is up. No good. Rebound on the sideline, 64-52. On the drive, Greer, floater is good, and it's a 10-point game with 19 seconds to go.
Come on, Jeff.
CJ going to bring it across.
He needs to.
CJ with seven. As Will weave in and out of the lane, Will dribble it out with three, with two, with one. We'll flush it. The Aggies take a 66-54 win home over the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. We'll be back with the Storm Physical Therapy postgame show.
Omnia, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Final score, 66-54. Good guys on top. 9-0 in the season. And another rivalry matchup tomorrow night right here at Douglas Martin Court. We're here on the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. A game that was in hand, if you will, since about midway through the second quarter. David, Ben Russell, and the Aggies kind of going back and forth. The Aggies got down 11-0 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And then really never looked back after that. Took the lead about 4 minutes later before the end of the quarter. I think the Aggies were on top, and then it was all Aggies pretty much through the rest of this one. Big game for CJ Franklin, Josh Spear,
had a heck of a night, Tristan Whetstone. When the Aggies get four or five guys in double digits, man, they're almost unbeatable, regardless of what they're doing on the defensive end of the floor, which is, again, holding a team under 60.
Absolutely. It seems like they do it every night. But I'll be honest with you, the biggest thing to me tonight, Jeremy, was the fact that when they got down 11-0, they didn't panic. They didn't start firing up wild shots and trying to run down the floor. When they got down 11-0, they just played Aggie basketball. When that first bucket went in and they got in that pressure, that affected Benjamin Russell more than you'll ever know. Aggies with a big win tonight. You just wonder, you know, after an area game on Tuesday night and a game tonight, you got rival Chillsburg coming in here tomorrow night. I hope the legs, you know. Well, I'll tell you, this place will be packed again tomorrow night.
I would worry about dead legs if and only if it wasn't Childersburg tomorrow night. I'll tell you what. 66-54. Again, a big win. Time to give them your star physical therapy, star player of the game. Who you got?
I'm sorry. You know, I know C.J. Franklin is the man, and he's the one we call on. But I got to go with Josh Spear tonight. I thought he had an all-around rebounding, defensive, scoring game. I think he's my star physical therapy player of the game.
Star physical therapy, star player of the game, Josh Spear. And your final score, 66-54. The Aggies with a win over Benjamin Russell. Tomorrow night we will be streaming only. No audio, David. I'm in a wedding and a rehearsal dinner and rehearsal dinner tomorrow night. So you can watch the video feed on YouTube only tomorrow night on the Sylacauga High School Athletics YouTube channel. So we'll appreciate everybody watching. Make sure you subscribe while you're there. So again, tomorrow night, YouTube only for the broadcast is tonight's final score, 66-54, the Aggies over the BR Wildcats. From Jeremy Law and David McCurley, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Sylacauga Aggies, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.